It is hard not being emotional this morning for what our district has been enduring for the past decades. Why is it so difficult for San Nicolas, the city that has provided for the whole district for almost a century? The city that has sparked the idea of the first hotel and the people of this community that has served the service industry, whether it be in tourism or hospitals, in any part of industry of this island. As a matter of fact, the part of the island where really the economy began. Today we find ourselves in so much difficulty and we just don't understand why. The city of heritage, culture, cuisine, music, the city that has hosted over 62 nations, religions and ethnicities, today is fighting to save its economy by diversifying that what we know best. Why is it so hard for us? It seems like the forces of evil to continue to divide us as a district, rather than we recognize and to put a stop to it. We prefer to continue to be divided. This is not what we're here for this morning. We're here this morning to support the catalyst that will turn the economy around. Instead of this being a celebration of announcing the official opening, one that is very important, a project that is very needed for San Nicolas, here we are defending its existence. We're defending its existence for some citizens in the area that feel that their rights are not being understood or not being taken into consideration because they're unable to have a view. So must we stop the whole national interest of this island for a view? That I ask you this morning. The question is the city that has hosted the world's largest refineries for years with the largest throughput, that has provided for this island for a century, next year by diversifying its industry in tourism, and now we stand in a situation that is very difficult. The lands pakketten are very clear. Twee steden werden ordening.